This is CliffCentral.com.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
On radio. More of the good stuff.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good news guy. It's Tuesday. I get to hang out in studio with you guys, bring you all of the good news that we should be talking about, all the inspirational stories that matter. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on currently in South Africa that we can touch base on. We got the water crisis. We have drought. My producer's telling me to do something and I don't know what. I'm distorting. He's telling me I'm distorting, so let's turn that down. Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Much better. A whole bunch of stuff going on in South Africa. Mrs. World was crowned over the weekend. Okay, you're not even on.
Hey.
Mrs. World was crowned over the weekend, and she's South African, yo.
Yay.
So we had that going on. We've also got the runner that sort of did his thing. We have Eddie Izzard that's busy running. Justin Bonello's got stuff going on. So we're going to touch base with all of that. But I mean, this is the good stuff. And we get to interview incredible people as well. We got Dr. Dirk Kuckermoed who's joining us, Kelly Duplessis, and also Mark Sham's going to be calling in to talk about suits and sneakers, which I'm passionate about. I'm so excited for that to be going on. But that's not what we're all about. We also bring you the good news stories that have been trending over the week. And also we have our Huddle Up team.
Woo,
hey, Paigey. It's on, yo. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic, and you?
Good.
It's Tuesday.
We have a full team today. Every week one of us is missing because we do a bunch of charity stuff. So one of us is always missing in the field. But today we've got a full team, so everybody's here.
Yeah.
Kirsta's sitting on the big couch, and she'll come and join us just now to bring us the Huddle Up news.
She's waving
from the big couch. We're also being filmed, which is a little bit funny. It's always a little bit odd when there's other people in the room.
Oh, what? That thing?
Yeah, the camera's on, yo. There's a big
pink elephant.
We're being filmed, which is pretty cool. As soon as that is online and on TV, we'll let you know all the details
like
of that.
You weren't filming us last week.
What?
On Facebook Live.
We're going to be doing Facebook Live again when we do the top five.
Okay, well, we were being filmed last week.
Don't mess around, yo. Don't mess around. So what's been happening? Tell me, charity-wise, what are we doing? What's going down? What is the Good Stuff team up to?
Sure.
Well, happy Water Week.
It is Water Week, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I wrote an article.
You did.
I wrote an article, I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, saving water.
Because we have so much rain at the moment that you might think that the drought is over.
No.
But it is not. Like, you need to understand that even though it is raining buckets, we still need to be saving water. Mm. It is so important. There's a couple of estates in Johannesburg. I'm not going to mention them this week, but I'm ready to pull them out next week. If they don't switch their goddamn water off during the day, there is going to be problems. Like, stop watering your gardens during the day. Just
I know,
do it
like
at
12 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Common sense isn't common.
Common sense is
not.
No, Paige and I, when we got to the studio today, we were both. Have you ever? We were kind of doing that thing. I don't know if you've ever seen. What is it? Jeremy Clarkson brings that thing to South Africa. What's it called?
With the
car show. It's like the car show.
Oh,
or whatever.
Top Gear Live. Oh, yes.
So at Top Gear Live, every time they do Top Gear Live, they've got these little Honda 10s or whatever that they play soccer with.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Paige and I were literally
in
playing.
The mud.
We were literally playing soccer in the parking
like
lot.
Reverse forward.
Because some people have parked outside the studio like a bunch of non-parkers.
Non-parkers.
It's bad. So it's bad. Did you get a little
yes.
stuck as well?
No, I got a good one.
Got a good one.
I
all right.
Away from the non-parkers.
So it's Water Week. We still need to be focusing on the fact that there is a drought in South Africa. For listen, Kerry, what are some of the things that we should be doing, should not be doing? What is important here and what should we care about?
Well, what you listed here as well in your article, I'm just going to give a few points on how to save water. Okay.
Go.
And that's rainwater. So install a rainwater tank. I'm going to touch on these and then everyone can go on to them.
Well,
they can go on and read them.
Read the article. But here's the thing, and it's the reason why I put it out there. South Africa is in this drought. It's a terrible time. We need to be saving water on all mediums. But when it rains, That's water, yo.
Yes.
And if that water's falling, apparently, when I did the research, you can come up with the stats there.
Yeah.
But from one rainfall in Johannesburg, from our rain that we have, you could look after your own house for four people for a year.
Mm.
With the rain that falls in Sandton.
Well, yesterday or something, I think 2 days ago, it was 80, millimeters of rain in Lone Hill, just for one afternoon. Yeah.
That is
huge flooding the park.
Of water.
Yeah.
So if you could cultivate that and harvest it, it would be good for everybody, right?
Rainwater.
Yeah. Do it. Go,
Install
Gary.
A rainwater tank. Buy a water-efficient washing machine. That is very important. Use a lot of water while you're washing your clothes. Install a water-efficient shower head. Those you can get from anyway, same as the washing machine. Install a dual flush toilet, recycle grey water, be a water wise gardener, and run around a bucket in the shower, guys.
Well, that was the thing last time when I posted that article, and the woman, she replied and she said, actually, she puts a bucket in her shower, and every time she showers, she collects all of that
water,
and then she waters her garden with that water.
And you can put that bucket of water into the toilet, because you know how many liters you've got in your system.
Yeah.
It is insane. It's a lot of water.
So continue being water wise. And if you can, if you have the money, if you're able to do it, if you're able to get involved, Operation Hydrate is still active.
Yes,
so if you can go deliver bottles of water wherever, collect your rainwater.
Yes.
And go
and
deliver
that. They were in Swartrichens this weekend.
Handing over water?
Yes.
They've done crazy amounts of water.
I think it's like, it's over 10 million litres now.
Yeah. Yeah, they've literally...
And now they're just dropping boreholes all over the place.
To save South Africa.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. That is all individual volunteers.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with the government.
Nothing.
This all started in December. Operation Hydrate kicked off in December, has been helping South Africa, really making a difference, and the government woke up on like the 1st of March.
Yep.
You know, two and a half months after the fact.
Oh, I think we're in a drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So,
and they've, 10 million litres of water, that is a poo load.
Massive. Big ups to Operation Hydrate and everybody getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Our own little company, Vanessa, drove the Operation Hydrate to collect water there, and we're still doing it, which is flippin' rad.
Like, you know me. I'm all for it.
You're all for it. You're all
some
for
quality
it.
H2O.
Definitely. All right, so over the weekend, another thing that was trending on social media, but somehow our actual media didn't pick up on it, was Wade van Niekerk. He is that athlete, and he's broken a record. He's the first runner ever to break 10 seconds for 100 meters, 20 seconds for the 200 meters, and 44 seconds for 400 meters.
Shit.
First runner ever.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know anything about that?
No.
Paige is looking at me. Deer in the headlights.
He actually lay on the track. There's pictures of him lying on the track, and I think he's overwhelmed because he broke the record.
You need to talk into the mic. Yeah?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at you.
flippin' rad. It is. I mean, that's what we should be speaking about. It's the good stuff, right? Unfortunately, anywhere in the world, blood cells, it's that gory stuff that goes onto the front page. But here's a damn good news story. Here's something that's absolutely flippin' amazing. He's a South African athlete, and that's the good stuff. It's the good news.
Yeah.
And that should be spread everywhere. That should be all over our newspapers, front page. Same with Mrs. South Africa. I'm not great on pageants, and I don't know if I feel for them or if I don't. I'm sort of in between, but it does certainly do good. When we had the Miss Earth girls here and they were talking about all the good stuff that they do, it's the same. These pageants, they teach people to be able to be charitable, to be doing good stuff for their community, all sorts of stuff like that. And then you get our Mrs. South Africa.
And that's what it is. It's all about charity.
Correct. It's a difference between Miss and Mrs., right?
Yes.
It's married and not married.
Yes.
Right. So she's married, Candace. Mm-hmm. Mrs. South Africa has just been crowned
Mrs. World.
She's from South Africa, yo.
It's huge.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I was tweeting about it and Facebooking about it. I was flipping. I'm so proud. When stuff happens like that, that is the stuff that we should be talking about. Mm. I'm so sick and tired of cuck news.
Negative.
That's why we have this show. That's why we're here, to bring you all of the good news. Also, Justin Bonello, I don't know if you saw yesterday, his show, The Ultimate Braai Master.
Yes.
Has been picked up internationally.
Yeah.
So it's now going to be on Discovery World.
Barbecue.
You
know, we bra.
And also the Travel Channel. It's going to be all over there. And the great thing here is South Africa wins. Because people are going to realize that it's not the ultimate bra master. South Africans are the ultimate bra master. We flippin' rule with the bra. The barbecue, whatever that is, for you guys listening internationally, kudos to you, but so what? Like, a bra is amazing. A bra is amazing,
burger
right?
Burger baddies.
So it's cool. That's gonna be airing, and it's international, and it's flipping cool. Yeah, it's exciting,
really,
man. It's exciting. Well, so much of good stuff going on. Also, I touched on it. Eddie Izzard's busy running around South Africa.
Yes.
He's tried this before. I don't know if you remember in 2012. He was gonna do the 27 marathons over 27 days for Nelson Mandela's 27 years. And he tried it. It didn't work. What had happened is he had trained in the UK, and he didn't take into account that South Africa is a different altitude, a different temperature, a different everything. And his actual downfall was his shoes. His shoes, what he had trained in wasn't made for like the rough terrain of South Africa. And Eddie Izzard is now in day 21, I think, of his 27 days.
Wow.
And he's going to complete it.
Yeah.
This
year,
it's taken him a little bit more training. Yes. And he's raising money as well while he's doing it. So it's all in the name of charity. But, I mean, this oak is world famous.
Yeah.
He's a proper famous comedian. He's got hundreds of thousands of followers that are currently tracking him running around South Africa.
Everybody's running.
Maybe it's a sign.
I know.
I think you should start, maybe.
Me?
Why not? Do it for charity.
Yeah.
Or like
we were talking about like doing the 94.7, actually.
I've done it 2 years in a row.
Well, we were talking about it the other day.
So I the first year was...
Okay. Now it's on the radio, we have to.
now you're going to put it out
there. We were still thinking about it. Now we will.
So the first year that I did it... friends of mine, Appendy Angels, they've been on the show. They were sort of planning this big 94.7 for little Layla and to raise money, which is incredible. And we'd had a conversation over coffee, and they'd mentioned that they may have had one or two extra entries that hadn't been picked up. So 2 weeks before the race, I'd never been on a bicycle before.
2 weeks?
I'd never really done much. And I thought, you know what? If you're going to do something, then do it. I'm all about action. You either change something or you don't. That's sort of the bottom line. So I phoned Mareka, and she's from the charity, and I said to Mareka, listen, I know you must probably, I don't know, those tickets have been picked up or whatever, but hypothetically, if I had to enter and take a ticket, do you think I'd finish? And she was like, of course, you're quite fit, like, it's no problem. So I got the ticket, and a week before, I was like, I'm gonna train now. And around my house or whatever, I took the bicycle, and I did
in the estate
I did an hour and a half on the bicycle. And then I did the 94.7 a week later, and I completed it in like 5.5 hours.
Jeez,
which is
wow.
not, you just push, you just get on and you go, and you go, and you go, and you go, and you go. And then I thought, I gotta do better last year. I gotta do better. So, Trek Bicycles sponsored me 120,000 rand, streamlined. It weighed, I think, 4.5 kilograms. My cleats were heavier than the bike.
Yes.
So I did it on that, and I
that's
did a sub 4 hour.
That's the one I wanted to pinch.
Yeah, did a sub 4 hour. And the scariest part of that whole thing was the downhills, because the bike was so light that every time
you
I went downhill, and a bit of a wind would blow, and you literally, it's like cycling on a feather. It wasn't exactly, you know, and now I hope the Trek are going to give me another bike, because I won't be able to go back to a normal bike. Never. Mm-mm. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Shivet.
It was mad crazy. Mad crazy.
Well, I'm glad you finished. So 5 hours for us, there's 3 hours this year then.
No. So I think for 2016, my plan is to drink along the way. Because along the way, they've got like little beer hubs and
tequilas. Cool. Now we're in.
So,
yeah, great.
So this year, I'm going to have a lot more of a chilled ride and almost make it like a pub crawl. I think that's the plan.
Okay. So it's not Uber, it's your bicycle.
So I'm a bicycle. Okay, we're going to do the good stuff. We're going to be speaking about the good news stories. But before we do that, I've managed to tie down the CEO and the founder of Suits and Sneakers, and I've got him on the line. He's going to tell us what's happening this year,
Yay.
What's happening this time around. I was lucky enough and honored enough. Honored enough. What is the right wording here? I felt overwhelmed and honored. To be able to be talking, and I did, I was one of the speakers at the first Suits and Sneakers ever, and the uptake was just absolutely incredible. It's changing minds. It's really making South Africans rethink about where they are and what they're doing. Mark Sham, it's great to have you back on The Good Stuff.
Hello, friendly friend.
Hello, friendly friend. You were meant to be in studio. You were meant to be in studio today, and unfortunately, your schedule is back to back because Suits and Sneakers is happening this Thursday.
Yeah, that's right, Brenty. And as it turns out, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I've heard it's better to be coming. But neither is quite sure. So I'd obviously, it's just been the response has been through the roof. And I can't be happier, to be honest with you.
Okay, but Marky, I mean, we've done this before, and you've done a couple of these Suits and Sneakers, and I mean, everyone is different because you've got different speakers coming in. What can we expect this week, Thursday?
Okay, cool. So, obviously, I give this blurb quite a bit. Thursday night is all about informal education, and it's about storytelling. So we have some really cool speakers on the night, very similar to TED Talk from a mentality perspective. On Thursday night, we have some really cool speakers doing their thing in the form of Tony Leon, the former leader of the BA.
Oh, wow.
That's one. We have Dylan Gork, who's the master of mentalist. He's the mentalist master, should I say. We have one of my favorites, Butsi Timbakoyo, who his major claim to fame is that before the age of 30, he was on the board of directors for JC the businesses.
Wow. As you do, and something then, small, right?
he's extraordinary. And then finally, we have, I was about to say Gilan Bork again, we have Dusty Rich, the comedian.
What an amazing lineup. And it's so different. You've got all these different speakers. I was lucky enough to talk at the first Suits and Sneakers. Mark, just for our listeners that might not know, I mean, you've been in studio a couple of times. You've been on different shows. What is Suits and Sneakers? Why does it exist?
Oh, it's a good question, Brenty. But the idea is, I think, if I were to explain shortly, I think 2016 is a rapidly different time. I don't think the world has ever seen
Definitely.
A time like we currently live in now. So I always like to tell people that the rearview mirror approach is dead. What used to work for us won't work for us in the future because we live in a different time. And so we talk a lot about South Africa and the problems that we have, and I think one of the ways we can really fix South Africa is via education. But I think that the way we are set to define education is about to change. So Suits and Sneakers is really what we call the University of Informal Learning. Mm. The big events like Thursday night, we run purely to raise awareness around informal learning and its importance. We just think that the world has evolved and getting a varsity degree isn't good enough in this age anymore. You need a little bit more than that. And there's a mentality that really, you know, is problematic for us in that we think that if we go to varsity and get a degree, as soon as we come out, we know everything we need to know. And that's not the way the world works anymore.
No.
So, really, Suits and Sneakers, I guess this event in itself, this event is an attempt to change mindsets and create awareness around a bigger thing that we're trying to do. But we're starting to create these informal learning courses all around the country. And Thursday is really just an awareness build for that.
You know what, Mark? What I love about Suits and Sneakers, and it's something that has evolved in the year that Suits and Sneakers has been born, is the fact, and many of our listeners might not know this, but Suits and Sneakers is 100% free, which I think is you, whatever you're doing, whatever businesses you're involved in, the one thing that you are is passionate about South Africa. And by making events like this free, that people just need to register to be able to go to Suits and Sneakers, you're literally giving away education.
Well, absolutely, boy. And I think the biggest thing here is education is about to change. Well, the internet's democratized information and it's democratized education.
Mm.
So, you know, we used to run on a scarcity model for education, which means you used to have to go to varsity, spend huge amounts of money to get a degree. And we're not saying that's a bad thing. That's like putting on a suit. But the world has changed. I don't want anybody to come to me at a later point and say, I really wanted to come to Suits and Sneakers to learn more, but I didn't have the money to join. So we're just trying to reflect how informal education across the board is changing the world. And if you can't do that, but then charge people to come to your event.
I think it's absolutely incredible. Yeah. It's happening at Sandton Convention Center this week, Thursday. What other details do we need to know? Where do we go to register? What do we need to do to be part of this epic, epic event?
Is there still space available?
Yeah, there is. Look, we've hit the limit. So here's the really exciting thing. Brenty, when you first spoke at that event, we had just over 1,000 people.
Yep.
Then in November, we ran the second big event. We had about 1,500 people. We currently, as we stand right now, have 3,500 registrations.
Wow.
We'll probably get to about 4,000. And we expect, because there is a bit of an attrition rate, so we expect that about 3,000 people will pitch on the night. If you want to register, you just have to go to our website, Suits and Sneakers, all spelled out. Suits, A-N-D, Sneakers, .co.za. You click on the ticket option and you can register for free.
Absolutely epic. Mark, I'm gonna repost all of that online so that all of our listeners can get the information that they need and hopefully register and get this education that you're offering. I spoke at the first one. I've gone to the other one. I've also done the focus ones that you do. And the thing here, it's not just about the speakers. It's not just about the education. A massive networking opportunity. It's getting you off your bums. It's getting you into a place where there's like-minded South Africans that are looking for positive change and want to make South Africa a better place through education. So, Mark, thanks for all you do. I'm going to put that all up online, and you go forth and make good things happen, yo.
Thanks, Mark. Thank
you. Thanks so much for having me on the show again. I appreciate it.
Man, we love it. Next time, can you actually make a plan and come in studio, please?
See you on Thursday.
We'll see you on Thursday.
We'll fight it out on Thursday.
Done. Have a good day. Thank you very much. So that was Mark from Suits and Sneakers. What an exciting time, man.
Sure. I like that a lot. I've been listening to, well, reading his tweets and his Facebook messages.
I love the fact that it's grown.
Yeah.
Like, that it's just growing at a rapid rate.
And he doesn't know if he should cry or laugh.
Yeah, I know. He's great on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot as well. If you want to follow him, I'm going to post all of those things online
so
that you can get in touch.
And that's what makes it so amazing. It's so transparent.
Well, he is, and I'll tell you why. And this goes back to me.
He's genuine.
He's genuine, but why? Because he's from the South.
Oh, he's a cousin.
That's my cousin, yo. I just had my cousin on the show. Family first. What you talking? Another one of my really good friends, and I'm so excited for this because it's literally the first airplay on South Africa. Kaz, we've had her in studio. She's incredibly talented. She's 22, 23. She dropped a single last night called Electricity that is out of this world.
I saw you go crazy.
The song is amazing. It's a good, it's well written, well produced. I mean, one of the things with music is that you can't really tell where it comes from anymore.
Yeah.
If we were speaking 10, 15, no, 7 years ago, you would listen to a song and you'd be like, yeah, that's South African. Like the way it's produced, the way it's put together, you could sort of pick up that it was South African. We're at a point now where our skills and talents are so great that they're actually giving Hollywood a run for the money. Mm-hmm. It's literally what they're doing. So there's two things here. The song is epic. I'm going to play you a little bit of it because I don't want to take up too much time. But secondly, I'm going to repost the music video. The music video was directed by Kyle White, who you might know from all the Rubber Duck music videos. He's done Caspino Vest. This oak is just a shining star when it comes to music videos. And the music video that he's done for Kaz is flippin' epic, like mad crazy. Have you heard the song?
I listened to a bit of it last night when you went
mad. Man, it's not bad. I think it's amazing. The production value on this is just crazy. How flippin' epic.
We were just discussing it now.
Yeah.
And she's tiny.
Yes. What, do you know her full name?
Carolina.
T-H. Okay, I remember meeting her about 4 years. Yeah. It's Kaz now.
It's Kaz, but Kaz, yeah, she's changed it to Kaz. It's so
lovely song.
It's a cool song. Yeah. You need to watch the music video.
She's got a beautiful voice.
When we sort of go on a little break, I'll play the music video for you so you can see it.
Sure.
I'll also post that online so all our listeners can see it. It's important that that you support South African music, man. That's very important.
Wow.
And when it's cool music like that,
then you don't mind.
Then you don't mind at all. All right, so we're about to go live on Facebook as well. It's time for the top five good news stories. This is the way we do it on The Good Stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah! We're live on Facebook and
hey,
on podcasts
doing
and
it.
Everything else in between.
Now you properly multitask.
This is how I multitask, yo. This is what I do. Kerry, let's dive right into
number
it.
Number five.
What do we have at number five?
awesome South African kids take time out to read to abandoned pups. How cute is this?
I think just say that again, because it's such a cool headline, and it sort of puts everything into perspective.
Mm. Awesome South African kids take time out to read to abandoned pups.
So, coolest story ever. It comes out of Cape Town. The, yes. The Heart Bay Good News website, magazine, sent me the story so that we could repost it and put it online. They read an article that was international about kids going to read to abandoned animals, like an SPCA or a dog sort of abandoned orphanage, whatever you call it.
Yes.
And they grabbed, the school grabbed their reading club.
It's called Oli's Dream.
That's it?
Yes.
And they went through and took all these school kids to these puppies and read to all the puppies and sort of spent a little bit of time with abandoned dogs, which is so rad. It does two things. One, the kids get to learn a little bit more about the animals and sort of what owning an animal is all about and disregarding an animal. Plus, it brushes them up on their reading. Sorry, there's three things. And the animals get that love.
Yes. And they also get hot chocolate while they're reading to the dogs.
Okay. Absolutely amazing.
That's too special.
Okay, we'll post that online. What do you have at number four?
This small mobile app is reshaping South Africa and personal safety.
All right, so last week was horrible with the murder in Tekkai, which devastated the country. It was all over our top sort of newspapers and news sites and all of that. And a gent in America had developed this app. It's called Cell 411, I think.
Cell 411.
Cell 411. Yeah. You can download it off any of your app stores on Google or on Android or iPhone or whatever you have. Cell 411.
Yeah, and they've put it here as it's like Waze for Crime Watch.
Correct. So if you use Waze, you know when you're driving and you're like, I'm going to miss that roadblock or I'm going to miss that robot or whatever's going on. You use Waze. This is a crime app like Waze. So you can literally list where the crime is happening. Not only that, you can create with your own, and the reason why it's called cells, not because it's a cell phone, you can connect with your own cells.
Yes.
So in your neighborhood, you can create a neighborhood cell, and if something happens, if a car goes missing or if there's someone dodgy driving, you can alert everybody and they can know exactly what's going on
right then and there. It's like the old school block watch.
Correct.
Old school block watch, but it's like, you know, new tech.
Jeez, it's so cool, so cool. So we're going to post that online so that you can get hold of it. What do we have at number three?
Pink just blew Kim Kardashian away with this sobering message.
Okay, so Kay, you get the message ready so you can read it. But actually, Kim Kardashian, little slapper, went out online and posted a nude photo of herself to try and empower women. It did the exact opposite. Like, let me post a nudie so that I can make you what? Let's unpack that a little bit. So you had Bette Midler who was fighting with her, saying you're not empowering anyone. You had this person doing that. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then Pink left field comes in and she says, I'm going to put you online here. Have you got it?
Hold on, not yet.
She's searching for it.
It's still downloading.
It's downloading. So Pink put up, it was either on her Twitter or her Facebook or her Instagram or something.
Basically in a nutshell. Can I give you the nutshell version?
Give us the nutshell.
She basically said that women need to respect themselves, and women these days, going into society, you do not need to take off your clothes. You can use your brains. And it's like you've got to have that dignity piece. I mean, you can't just go in and take off your clothes and hope for the best. It doesn't work like that.
Totally, totally. And she completely owned Kim Kardashian.
Yes, exactly. Good. And so did Bette Midler.
Yeah, no, they both did. They both did.
You guys, you don't need to take off your clothes. And you know what? Especially on International Women's Day last week.
That's what it was all about.
I mean, for goodness sake, this woman's taking off her clothes. And then that's why Pink came in and she's like, you do not need to do that. You really do not need to, like, degrade yourself.
Absolutely.
You can use your brains.
Epic.
Go in and just use what you've got, except your body, obviously.
So rad. We're going to repost that story online so you can pick up on it as well. What do we have at number two?
Penguin swims 8,000 kilometers every year to see the man who saved his life.
What? 8,000 kilometers?
Yeah.
The penguin swims?
Yes. Okay, so it's illegal for you to have wild animals as pets in Brazil. But despite what the law may say, I think it says Didim comes to live with his best friend, whom he met on the beaches of Brazil every year since 2011. So basically,
it's a little bit unfair. I think they should meet halfway. Like, he makes that poor penguin swim. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
He's 71 years old and he's retired.
Yeah, he's not going to make it anywhere past that beach. Like, that's him for life.
He saved the penguin. from an oil spill. He was like on the he nearly died.
Okay, so that's a cool story, and I know there's a video to go with it, so you can actually watch him and the penguin being besties on the beach. What do we have at number one?
Okay, Facebook brings South Africans together to find 4-year-old the correct blood donation. I'm going to try not to cry, okay?
Okay, don't cry. There's actually two stories related here. Yes. We're going to share the number one spot because two things have happened on Facebook over the past 2 days.
Yeah.
And the one is this little 4-year-old Declan.
Yes.
An amazing, I mean, he's just the cutest little kid. I've been following his page for a while. Prayers for Declan, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And it's a little boy that was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer, and he had to get a bone marrow transplant.
Yeah.
His sister was a match, his 5-year-old sister.
Five.
So she was able to assist him with the bone marrow transplant. And I know it's called transplants, it's not that bad. We've had them in here before. Bone marrow transplants it's not painful.
Really?
Yeah. They can totally do it without it being, so it's not as big as it sounds. It's big for him because he's receiving it.
Yes.
But as a giver, it's not that bad.
Okay.
The thing, though, is that he was a rare type of blood, and South Africa, as it stands, even with standard average blood, we do not have enough of it.
Yeah.
We don't have enough blood in this country.
B-positive.
If you're listening or watching or whatever medium you're following us on right now, go and donate
blood.
It's so important.
Yes.
And what happened was they put a plea out on Facebook, and they had over 1,000 people go into the South African blood services
within an hour.
Yeah. They went in and they went, "Hi, I'm here to give blood for Declan.
Can
you check if I'm the right match?" Over 1,000 people.
Yes, within an hour. The one lady even sent someone else an Uber so that she could get to the donor plate.
Just absolutely unreal. That's the first story. The second one was the guy in Cape Town who saw the gentleman cleaning up the beaches.
Yay.
And he posted that
He's got a job now.
He's got a job. Facebook got him a job.
They're upskilling him.
How crazy.
It's awesome. I think it's incredible. Like, that's proper. That's just a good news follow-up from last week.
Good news follow-up, because we did bring you that story last week. Every week, we bring you the top trending stories in the country, in the world. We like to bring you the top five, but there's so many more that we talk about. So if you want to catch up on all the good stuff, remember to tune into the good stuff every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on cliffcentral.com. That's important, Joe. Don't forget the cliffcentral.com. That's how you find us. It's that easy. Or on the app, right?
Yeah.
We've also got an app. This is the good stuff, apparently. And
apparently.
Apparently.
Are you here? I see you.
I see you. We'll be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.
My youth is yours. Run away now forever. My youth is yours.
Apparently, his youth is yours.
Awesome.
That's a bloody kick-ass song.
Yeah.
I dig that. It's the new one from Troy. What? I think he's from Australia. So every week we get to interview really incredible South Africans that are doing amazing things. This week is no different. And our inspiration for this week is Dr. Dirk Kukumud, the founding member and managing director and research director, yes, big titles, of Imoyo, a biomedical group of companies specializing in telemedicine. I have no idea what any of that means, so I'm excited to find out. And it's great to have you here in the good stuff. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Bree.
It's really cool to have you here. You've actually brought a colleague with, because he's quite a fan of Cliff Central and Gareth Cliff, right?
Yeah, Renier is joining me here.
I don't think the mic's on there to put you on. So we've got you in studio as well. You're just a big fan of Cliff Central, and it's cool to have you here, and you get to experience the studios as well. Doctor, what is Kudu Wave? Let's break it. Let's start at the beginning.
Well, Kudu Wave is the result of an inspiration actually to change things around hearing healthcare in South Africa. There's about 3 million people, that's not such good news, 3 million people with hearing disability in this country, and, something had to be done, and there's just not enough healthcare professionals and facilities here to actually solve the problem. So we had to come up with some kind of technology to solve this problem, and that is what Kudu Wave is.
And, what makes it unique? What is this technology?
This technology can test the hearing of a patient in school or in an occupational healthcare setting, or in Springbok. And what's important is you don't need a sound booth. It's the only technology in the world that you can walk around and do a diagnostic test with a sound booth as we're sitting in here.
That's insane. Is hearing loss a huge problem in South Africa?
Yes. 3 million people in South Africa has got a problem. In schools,
That number is just unreal. I didn't even know it was that big.
It's the most common chronic disability. And that's the scary stuff. Out there. In schools, for instance, 1 out of every 12 children do have a hearing problem at any stage where they cannot hear the teacher, they've got an ear infection and so on, and that's also a huge problem.
So, I mean, you're working, is it in disadvantaged communities that you're assisting?
No, we're working everywhere, disadvantaged right to private schools, everywhere.
Brilliant. So it's across the board, you're trying to help any sort of South Africans. Are you involved with the government at all? I mean, it should be a problem if there's 3 million people that are suffering from this, sort of the government should be involved at some point.
Yes, there's around 150 government sites already that's testing patients daily, finding patients that might have a hearing loss. We're also involved with the MDR-TB problem. Wow. TB is a huge problem, and they get medications. The moment they get multidrug-resistant TB, they can lose the hearing. So the KuduWave is used.
Side effect.
Yes, it's a side effect. A very important side effect that can affect about 30% of people on treatment. So around about 3,000 people might lose their hearing this year just because of the treatment.
That is
terrible.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's something that I would have never known.
No, me neither.
It's not something that's... people don't educate and raise awareness about it. So I'm sure what you guys are doing is doing that as well. What are the plans? What are the future plans for you for this year?
Yeah, no. We're adding some extra stuff to the KuduWave so that we can do full diagnostic to tell you whether there's ear infections. And we're also planning, we're at the moment going to Malaysia, to France, to Australia, exporting. So it's a great thing happening on our side.
What made you decide to enter this market? It's called the biomedical technology. What made you decide to choose this as a career path?
Well, as a doctor, my frustration was sitting in practice, seeing 30 patients a day. What's the impact? Yeah. So maybe there was something else to do. And because I've got an engineering software background, decided one day just to close my practice. I literally locked my door, walked out, and I started developing medical devices to actually have an impact. And this is the first device that we developed.
Well, it's absolutely incredible. Well, it's called the KuduWave. How do people follow what you're doing and sort of get more information about the KuduWave?
They can go to our website, www.kuduwave.com, or go to our Facebook page, imoya.com.
Fantastic. I'll share all of those links so that everybody can get involved and get in touch, and we can raise more awareness about this massive problem in South Africa. Kerry, I can't believe the stats.
I know, and I'm I'm still shocked because I didn't know that. I really didn't.
I think we're just lucky and privileged to not be in that situation. And
I know there are a lot of children that start school and they actually think that the children's got a learning disability, but they don't. They just can't hear.
100%. Exactly, that's a problem. We just diagnosed last week a child with that's diagnosed as ADD on treatment, everything.
Yeah.
Meantime, the child only had a hearing problem.
Can't hear.
It's a hearing problem, but you're doing amazing stuff, and the KuduWave is incredible. We're going to retweet and put all those links up so that everybody can get the information that they need. It's been an honor having you on the show. Thank you for being here. And
thank
for you,
you
I hope you had a great time in studio.
Yes, thanks a lot. I just want to say, from my side, I'm so excited to be here. And, because I'm such a big fan, I'm the guy to office with the earphones on all the time listening to you guys. And everybody around me already knows that if I burst out laughing, it's because Gareth said something funny again. And if I have a smile on my face, it's because Brent giving such good news.
Thank you.
And, speaking of working at Imoya, it's so surreal working with Dirk and the Imoya team. Everything is so cutting edge, we're a company that invents stuff, and we go out there and we change lives. How amazing is that?
Man, it's so cool, and it's been amazing having you on the show. We will share all of this, because I think you guys need to see these products and see what they're doing. They really are making a difference. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so this song is pretty rad. I'm having a rad day with music today. I think we'll end the show with this song because I don't want to lose any of it. It's pretty cool. We've got another inspiration who's in studio with us this week. Kelly from the Rare Diseases of South Africa.
Yay.
We actually featured a story on rare diseases last week.
Yeah.
Because it's part of, I think it's Rare Disease
Month. Yes. It was Rare Disease Day.
Well, it's amazing to have you in studio, so welcome to the good stuff.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the organization and the amazing work that you guys do?
Absolutely. Ironically, you guys are speaking about Declan, rare disease. I mean, rare diseases are actually all over the place.
Yeah.
So we basically started off as a support group. My son is affected by a rare condition, and I was really just wanting to connect with other moms. And before I knew it, it had mushroomed. It was like a bomb went off, and we just had a whole influx of patients. And so now we've kind of evolved into being a proper a non-profit organization. We've just registered as an NPC. We've moved away from just a typical voluntary association because we are now that big. And we're sitting with about 10,000 patients. We've got a whole horde of followers.
Wow.
And really just, we're just busy all
that's,
the time.
That's absolutely incredible. If you could just, in the basic form, what is a rare disease?
So technically speaking, it is when it affects 1 in 2,000 people. So based on our population size, we should have close to 3.7 million South Africans.
Wow. Again, scary stats.
Let me pick your jaw up.
Yeah, I know. That's a scary stat that I would have never even...
And you know what? Last year, actually, I was introduced to Grayson. She's part of the Grayson Wallace Project. She's also got a rare disease, and I didn't know much about it until I went and I did my research and I read up about Grayson. She's also got a...
Well, that's the thing, right? Last week we got to interview Stan from Stand With Stan, who is an amputee and he was born that way. And one of the things that he said, which we sort of touched on, is my normal is not the same as your normal.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if your normal is not the same, how would I even know about rare diseases if it's not part of my inner circle, which is the first thing. The second thing, which you touched on, is the support system. He said, when he was talking to us, he was saying, when you meet another amputee, you can actually discuss things that you can be
that's
relevant.
Real.
It's real. Yeah. Whereas, if you do not have that platform, where do you go?
Exactly. No, absolutely. And I think that was one of the biggest struggles for me as a mom. I was just like, okay, like I want to ask for practical advice. It's not about the medication. It's not about the supportive services. It's about, listen, how do I actually get him to sleep with this mask on, or how do I actually get him to eat a whole sandwich?
And you know what? As a mom, I take my hat off to parents with children that have rare diseases, because, I mean, I see how much, obviously it could possibly affect your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, there's that added stress. But the way parents come together and the way they support their children and the way they love their children, it's like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, I think it's incredible that you've taken a situation and you've turned it into a non-profit organization. It's a shining light, and it's so cool to see that. How many members do you have?
Thousands, literally thousands. I mean, if you look on social media, so we find that a lot of patients follow us on social media and they don't necessarily sign up as patients until they need something or a treatment is becoming available.
Yes.
Because in our circle, only 5% of our conditions have treatment. So 95% of our patients will end up dying because of their disease without any
support. And they're so expensive.
Yeah, incredibly expensive.
Well, I've got a friend that suffers from myasthenia, and she's the light of my life, and what she's been through, I could never even imagine having to go through what she's been through. And she just stands tall. She never let it. It doesn't affect her at all. And she belongs to a myasthenia group.
Yeah.
For the same sort of support. And I'm sure she would be on the rare diseases page as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that they're one of our registered support groups, the myasthenia group. So it's good to know.
Amazing.
And so, you know, I brought in our little bears today. And these are really one of the things that we've done is we were looking for something to be able to give our patients. Many of our patients that are on treatments are on lifelong treatment. So it's not something that goes away. And they also spend so much time in hospital. So we were looking for something that we could give them to provide comfort and support. But we didn't want something that was generic and that was mass replicated.
That is so awesome.
So we approached Kai Kids Community, which is a community-based initiative, and they were upskilling women in Kai Sands. And we went and said to them, listen, can these ladies crochet? And they said, no, we're actually looking for something to teach them.
So we've taught them how to crochet, and now we have 29 fully employed ladies making bears all day, every
day.
Wow. And the Rare Bear Project launched on the 14th of May last year, and we've already sold over 1,000 bears.
That's incredible.
So
how much do they go for?
So they're 120 Rand if you're donating them, and 150 Rand if you're buying them for your personal use, because obviously we need to deliver them. So
yes.
120 bucks, it gets, you know, it provides a source of comfort to a patient. No two bears are the same. They all look exceptionally different.
They're so
brightly colored. And these here are rare hares, which we've launched for Easter.
I love them. They're rare hares, beautiful.
So as opposed to buying chocolates, consider purchasing a proper bunny, you know. And all the funds go back into this project. We don't make any money out of it. It goes straight back to the Kaisans community.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put those online. Is that where you purchase from, online?
Yes, from our website, yeah.
What is the website?
Rarediseases.co.za.
It's that simple, rarediseases.co.za. I think the bunnies are amazing.
I think they're
really cool. I'm going to buy a couple, and I'm going to put them up on my page to give away to some of my listeners. So, because I think it's just such a cool thing, and it goes back to where it needs to.
Absolutely, and it creates jobs. I mean, it
ticks all the boxes.
Absolutely.
If people want to follow Rare Diseases, I know that social media is sort of the biggest place where everybody plays. How do they get involved with you?
So our Facebook page is Rare Diseases South Africa, and Twitter is Rare Diseases SA, and we are on Instagram, Rare Diseases SA as well. So we are on all those platforms. If you are diagnosed or you think you're having issues and you think you need to be investigated, please contact us. We'll get in touch. We'll put you in touch with relevant doctors.
Awesome.
If you are affected, you've got lost families and friends, we have bereaved groups, we have caregiving groups. I mean, there's always
That's a huge thing
about caregiving. So we really do. We have great projects. So get in touch with us, and we'll help you any way we can.
And I think the work that you're doing is absolutely
awesome.
Phenomenal. And I take my hat off to you for starting something like this and bringing people together. I just... if I think of my Simi, if that wasn't there, I don't know where she would be. So I just thank you for all the great work you're doing, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
Shem, I always say, if my son can smile every day, really, what's my excuse not to?
Exactly. Wow, that is huge.
Yeah, I think that's our quote for today. I'm going to jot that down. Thank you very much. I'm going to repost all of that online. Every week we do have Huddle Up, Change One Thing. We bring our girls in to chat about what we could do right now to change something and make a difference and assist. And I think Kirst, she hasn't been in the studio so long, she just broke the mic.
I did not.
Welcome back. Yay.
Welcome back from all your worldly travels and doing good things. It's good
so
to have
good
you back in
back.
Studio. I'm a little bit peeved that you broke my mic.
But I promise I didn't break it.
I'm going to tell Gareth.
No, don't.
Just kidding. Ladies, every week you bring us something that we can get involved in. I call it the dating site for charities.
Yes.
You guys find something that we can get involved in. This week is no different. What do we have?
Sure. Well, this is quite a nice personal story as well for Huddle Up and Kerry. We've been working with a guy called Pastor Paul. And Kerry put us in contact with a man called Pastor Paul from Deep Slit a while ago. And he's got his own NPO called Word Center Church in Deep Slit. And what they do is go in with the youth, and they do all these reading programs, skills development programs, health, sex, drugs, alcohol. Because, I mean, we were in Deep Slit yesterday. And when was it? Two days ago.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, can't keep up.
Properly walked through the middle of the
street. Okay, I just have to say, I went to Deep Slit with you ladies over Christmas, and it is quite daunting.
So you went there in your car.
But what I'm saying now, you're three petite ladies that are just taking on Deep Slit. You're like, we're going to change this world.
No, we did have a nice team with us, obviously with Pastor Paul. He's got such respect in the community, but it's a big thing for us because we can't say too much about it as well yet with Huddle Up, but once we get things such as land and government passes, we'll be able to share so much news with you. But these are the guys we're working with. So
I have to tell you that the Good Stuff team, Huddle Up, they literally are changing the world. These girls are just something to be reckoned with, and they are continuously doing things. You think that when they leave the studio that they might be, I don't know, going to some cushy job. No, this is their job. This is what they do every day. They are literally just trying to make South Africa a better place.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah, so Pastor Paul's known as like the dad of Deep Slit.
He's the dad of the community.
The community. So they've got classes every Saturday. Anyone can attend. And he is all about change.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get as many people to come through to pass that message on.
It's education. Yeah. And it was Nelson Mandela said, education is the most powerful tool that you can change the world with. So I think what he's doing is absolutely epic. And he does the education on everything, right?
Yes.
So it's, and for the community.
Correct. Yeah. Big community driver.
It's been going for about 4 years now.
Yeah, so, sure, but he, I mean, he had a full-time job. If you're talking about jobs now, he had a full-time corporate job.
Mm.
And he was like, you know what, no, I'm going to move to Deep Slit. And then what happened was he lived on the outskirts of Deep Slit and moved further in because he realized it was a calling.
He had to be closer.
Yeah.
Need for
so he's got a beautiful church that he runs there. We're looking at some development there to help him.
Can't say anything yet. It's still undercover. It's big, so big news going on. We're not going to let you know what we're doing, but there is
watch
some stuff.
Space.
If people, I mean, so
we need donations.
What do they need?
Food sponsors.
Food, toiletries, money, books, clothes, stationery, hygienic products. It's anything that you can think of that you use on a daily basis.
He's got 40 kids that come to his church once a week just for food.
Just for
food. They don't get fed. So
it's 80% childhood at households in Deep Slit. That high.
80%.
80%.
So we know as a fact, as a statistic, that there are over 12 million South Africans that don't eat every day, and out of those 12 million, there are 4 million children that don't eat every day. That's a real stat, and it's scary. So I think if you can assist in any way, this is your chance now. You've got to get a hold of the Huddle Up girls. It's pretty easy. It's either kirst@huddleup.co.za or page@huddleup.co.za. We do repost all of this online so that you can catch up and sort of get involved as well. The one question I was going to ask, does he need like expertise? If he's doing education and awareness, I'm sure if someone didn't have money and they could offer their time in some skills.
Definitely.
Always. I mean, it's a massive thing for someone to come in and give up their expertise. I mean, one man can't do it all, but he can lead a lot of people through.
100%. One of the biggest things, and I come from a privileged background, but in my schooling, I didn't know that there was so much else that you could do.
Yeah.
And it's only as you get older that you realize there's these other jobs and other things that you can get involved in. And I think at a community level, if you can teach people when they're young that they literally have the power to do whatever they
and
want
that's
to
it. And he just wants to get them off the street. Some of them are on drugs. He
give
just
them
wants
a chance.
Exactly, give them a chance at their future, and he takes them off the streets. He teaches them, he upskills them.
Hashtag second chances. I think we should go do a Saturday there, and we should do like a radio show.
There is a radio station
that we use there.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm excited for that. Cool. All right, ladies, we're going to post all of that online
so that
everybody can get involved. I can't believe the hour's over. It literally just flies by. Every week, it's the same thing. I come in here, I prep for the show, and then it just flies by. It's absolutely crazy. You've tuned into The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. The show is all about good stuff. It's our aim is just to inspire South Africans and everybody around the world. We want to share good news stories. I said it when I started the show, I'm so sick and tired of the cuck on the news. Like, I'm just done.
Beautiful.
I'm done with all of that. And our job is not only to hands-on do good, but also just to do good for you guys. So bring you the good news, inspire you. If you ever have stories that you feel you want to share and you have a little bit of good news that you want to put out there and hopefully inspire others by your stories, you need to send them to me because I reproduce these things. I put them up onto my website. We had a banging month on February. TheGoodThingsGuy.com saw over 200,000 unique visitors to the website that were sharing good news. Our stats are insane. We average around 4 million reach every week.
Jesus.
Good news, and it's just good news. That's what it's all about. But that's not what we're all about, just. We also have other stuff going on, which is the great charity stuff that we do. And I applaud you and take my hat off, and it's amazing. And I cannot wait for you to tie stuff down
so we
can actually speak about what's going on.
You've given us a microphone and we can't speak about it. That's so hard.
I feel like a lot of the time I'm in a bat cave with superheroes and we can't really talk about what we're doing. But eventually we will. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this together. A very good friend of mine down in Durban, her Facebook is full of inspirational stuff, and I stole this from her last night. It was just something that touched on me, and I thought maybe it'll touch on someone else. She never looked nice. She looked like art, and art wasn't supposed to look nice. It was meant to make you feel something. That's the good stuff for this week. And don't forget to tune in next week where we'll bring you more of the good stuff. If you want to catch up with any other of the other shows, they are not dated. So, I mean, the good stuff is always ongoing and the stories are always real. And I see stuff that we were talking about a year ago that people are sharing now. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get involved in all those other stories, you can visit cliffcentral.com, go look for the good stuff link, or you can go to goodthingsguy.com. It's also all available there. Follow us on Twitter. Do all those good things. I'm going to play out with that song that we started on, that we touched on, because it's just such a good track. I hope you have an absolutely terrific Tuesday. Thanks, and only good things.
Been a while. Talking about it's not my style. Thought I'd see what's up while I'm lighting up. It's cold-hearted, cold-hearted.
This is CliffCentral.com.